The Mishnah on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph 72a. The Mishnah starts off with a couple interesting words. Chamisha Chavuros. Chamisha Chavuros probably means five groups of people. So five groups are people. Groups of people. Sheshavsu Betraklin Echad. Not sure why they have to be groups. That's, you know, I guess because of what we're going to talk about, but also, but either way, the reality is a little unclear to me about exactly how people split up here. But it says like this: Chamish chaburos sheshavsu pitraklin echad, beishamay omrim eruk chabur vechabura, ubeishil omrim eruk echad lekulan. So you got five groups, and these five groups are separated inside of this. I don't know what you want to call it. Some kind of big room, some kind of, I'm thinking of like some industrial barn type looking place. And they split it up, they split the rooms up with these flimsy separations. And every chabura is living by their, you know, together. That's what it sounds like. Beis Shammai says that Erev l'kol chabur v'chabur. Beis Shammai says you have to make an Erev for each and every chabura. So Rashi says, Rishuyosehen chalukin. V'tzarech l'kol chabur l'itein pas be'erev hachatzer dehavaluhu kehei batim. V'hu adin de'im ba'o l'hotim yishazu l'zu tzrichim Erev b'nein. I'm not 100% sure what this means. The continuation of the Gemara sounds like, or at least the Mishnah right now sounds like that even within the Chabura, each of them have their own little place. And really the Chabura is one courtyard. But then Beis Hillel Omrim Erev Ech Lekulan, Beis Hillel says that you can make one Erev for all of them together. So it sounds like maybe we're talking about like a recreated Chatzer versus Mavoi situation. Rashi says, "Beis Hillel Omrim Ein Mechitza Zu Chilek Rishus De Mechitza Shfela He." Gemara Hilchach Erev Echad Lekulan Mitoch Hatraklin Nami Motzim Mezulazu Below Erev Shaitraklin Mechabrin. That's what it sounds like from Rashi also. So let's go with this: that in this big complex, they're splitting up not only the groups but also each person has their own little, I don't know, cubicle. Let's say. So the question is, do they make one Erev for the whole complex, or do they have to make an Erev for each and every cubicle, or each and every group of cubicles, right? So Rashi here says, so the Kevin de Binein ain't Sarech Erev Nasa Echad Mehen Shliach Lekulan. Tamrin Lekamar Chamish Shkavos Erev and Kulamar Shashruin Chamish Shabbat. Okay, so the Gemara is about now going to talk about what kind of separations there are. So it would seem like from here that the separations between the groups is like a structure, like a very strong separation, and the separation within the groups is itself generally one area, and they separate it with like some flimsy walls. We'll see in a second. Okay, so basically, Beis Shammai says every group needs its own Erev, because it's as if each of the people in each group are separated enough. And Beis Hillel says, no, it's as if the people in the group aren't separated, and therefore they only need to make one Erev for the whole complex, because each of those areas, those groups, are considered like one residency. Okay. Umodim, however, modim bisman shemikzasin shrin b'chadaram o ba'aliyos shehein tzrichin Erev l'kol chabur v'chabura. And Beis Hillel agrees that when they're separated by rooms or by floors, so then you need an Erev for each and every chabura. Presumably what this means is that within each group, they're not separated by flimsy cubicles, but they're separated by actual, you know, doors and walls, maybe even different floors. Okay, so let's go into the Gemara now. The Gemara explains that the question at hand is really how strong of the wall inside of each group is there? How strong of walls are there inside of each group? Are we dealing with cubicles? or are we dealing with even less than that? So the Gemara says, Amar of Nachman, Machlokas v'Mesifas. The Machlokas here about whether or not the group is considered one entity within each of the five groups is a question, is only a question when you're talking about pegs, even less than cubicles. In that case, everyone's going to say, or a Beis Hillel is going to say, that it's considered one domain. Beis Shammai says no. Up until now, Beis Shammai says no. Even if it's just pegs that are separating, that are demarcating each person's little area. So even then, you'd need to make a eruv for those five people who are separated by those pegs. But if you're talking about an actual cubicle wall, where the wall is at least 10 tefachim high, not even a cubicle wall. So divrei hakol eruv b'kol chabur b'chabura. Even Beis Hillel would agree that you need to make an eruv within that area. Because those are actual walls, those are considered halachic walls, and therefore you have to consider them like separate residencies within that group. Okay, an interesting concept. Igad Amri, another way people say the statement from Amr of Nachman, af b'mesifas machlokas. Even with partitions, there's a machlokas. So that would be Rashi says delo tema be shama mechita sarhu da asri u'mesifas modu. So Rashi says that maybe you would think that Beis Shammai would agree when it's only pegs that you would not need an eruv kamash malan when it's only pegs. Beis Shammai thinks that the group is not connected. The group is not one group. It's actually still five groups. Five individuals who are separated from each other within the group. So let's try to avoid getting confused between the sort of the pods and the general complex. Okay, but now let's go even further. Pligi bar Rabbi Chia v'Rabbi Shimon b'Rabbi. So Rabbi Nachman said the machlokas was about pegs. Now we have Rabbi Chia v'Rabbi Shimon. Chad amar machlokas b'mechitzos hamagilos atikra. One of them says that the machlokas is only when the walls reach the ceiling. If the walls reach the ceiling, so then that's a bona fide separation that even Beis Hillel would say you would need an eruv in each pod before you can make an eruv in the whole complex. So Gemara then says, Ava mechitzo she'en magios latikra, but walls that are like flimsy walls that don't reach the ceiling, like cubicle walls, divrei hakol eruv echlekulan. In that case, even Beis Shammai would say that the people inside of each pod are not separated enough, and you have to make it. You only need one eruv for the whole complex, because it's as if each of these five groups are only considered one residence, not a bunch of separate residences. So the Gemara says v'chad amar, and the other one says machlokas mechitzos shein magios latikra. The only machlokas is when you have cubicle walls, where you have flimsy walls. In that case, it's a question of whether or not those walls are good enough. Avam mechitzos hamagios latikra. But when you have walls that reach the ceiling, divrei hakol tzrichin eruv l'kol chabur v'chabura. Only in a case where the walls reach the ceiling, is there even a machlokas? Whether you need in a case where the walls reach the ceiling, everyone agrees that you need an eruv within each of the different groups, within each of the pods, right? So here the question is, what's the machlokas about? Rav Nachman had said machlokas was even about pegs that are separating people. Then we have one of Rabbi Chiya or Rabbi Shimon saying that the machlokas is only in a case where there are cubicle walls. And then we have the last opinion, the other one, which is that the machlokas is only when it's the real formidable walls. Okay? So, and then the opposite would be true, would be the sort of the leniency or the stringency of the other opinion. Okay. On Talmud Beis, Mesevei. Now we have an actual Braisa. These three are Amoraim trying to explain the Machlokas, okay? Keep that in mind. Three Amoraim trying to explain the Machlokas, either about pegs, about walls, or about cubicle walls. So Mesevei, Am Rabbi Yehuda Sabar, Rabbi Yehuda, the thinker, the one that's sover, the one that thinks about things or explains things. Lo nechlu beis shama beis hil al mechizus amigus the tikkur shesirich an erev lekol chabur v'chavura. They're not, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are not arguing about real formidable walls, because presumably in that case, he's postulating like that last sheet that we saw, that if it's a formidable wall, even Beis Hillel would say, you would need to make an Erev for each of the pods, and then make an Erev for the whole complex. What are they arguing about? They're only arguing about cubicle walls, right? They're actual walls, but they're not really all the way up to the ceiling. Beis Shammai omrim erev lekol chabur v'chabura. Beis Shammai says you need still make an erev in each group because those are still walls. Beis Hillel omrim erev ech lekulan. And Beis Hillel says no, the walls don't reach the ceiling. It's not a formidable separation, and therefore you do not need an erev to connect the chabura before you connect it to the rest of the complex. So the Gemara says, "Lamanda Amar b'mechitzam legilas the tikra machlokas." According to the one who says that there's a machlokas, this is either Rabbi Chiya or Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi. According to the one who says that it's only a machlokas when the walls are all the way up to the ceiling, so then that's a tiyufta, right? That brisa clearly says the machlokas is not in that case. The machlokas is only in a case where the walls do not reach the ceiling, but in a situation where the walls reach the ceiling, so even Beis Hillel would agree that you have to make an Erev for each of the individuals inside of each chabura. So that's a tiyufta, that's an objection, that's a rejection of that shita. Ulamanda amar mechil she'en magios tikra machlokas. According to the other opinion, either Rebbe Chiya or Rebbe Shimon, who thinks that the machlokas is only about when the walls don't reach the ceiling, so then it's siyata, so then this brisa helps. Lahach lishna de amar rav nachman machlokas memesifas tiyufta. So lahach lishna. Oh, if you remember, we had two versions of Rav Nachman for one machlokas that for one version. The first version of Rav Nachman that said that the machlokas is only by a peg. So then that is so that's not a tiyufta. That is a tiyufta because he says it's only by a peg, but if there are any kind of more structured walls, even in cubicle walls, so then the implication for Rav Nachman would be that Rav Nachman believes that even cubicle walls would not be a machlokas, and Beis Shammai would think, and Beis Hillel would think, sorry, and Beis Shammai, if there are pegs, Beis Shammai would still require you to make an Erev. And Beis Hillel would say that you would need an Erev for each and every one. So even that is a tiyufta, even Rav Nachman's statement is rejected. However, we had another statement of Rav Nachman. L'hach nishta da'am Rav Nachman af mesifas machlokas lema tavi tiyufta. Maybe it's also a rejection of the second version of Rav Nachman, which is that even with pegs there is a machlokas, meaning that there's a machlokas by cubicle walls, which is what the Braisa says. But the Gemara is now saying that, but he says af mesifas, that even pegs would be a machlokas. So why don't we say that this Braisa is a rejection of that concept also? Because this Braisa only says. That specifically in a case of flimsy walls is when there's machlokas, but not when there's a pegs, right? If there are just pegs just separating, that's not a machlokas. So Amalcha Rav Nachman would say to you, Pligim Mechitza V'huadim M'sifas, Rav Nachman couldn't interpret the Braisa as saying that yes, the machlokas is by flimsy walls, but it's also about pegs. So then why would they talk about walls, not pegs? The reason that they're only talking about mechitzas and not about pegs, lo diacha kocha de Beis Hillel, to explain to you how lenient Beis Hillel is. Not only is Beis Hillel lenient when it comes to pegs, that you don't need an Erev within each and every group, but even if it was a flimsy, structured cubicle wall, but a real wall, even in that case, Beis Hillel would say that you need an Erev. Why do we say that it says about walls to teach the strength of Beis Hillel's statement that even in that case you don't need an Erev? Why doesn't it talk about pegs and teach you the strength of Beis Shammai's Chumrah, that you need to have an Erev even in the case of pegs, where the separation is not as noticeable. So Gemara says, no, koach te'ater adif. We always try to teach the bigger chiddush in the lenient sense, instead of teaching the greater chiddush of the chumrah sense. Interesting concept. Not sure if we've had that before. We've seen that before. I don't know. Either way, it comes up in Shas a bunch of times. But either way, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav, Halach Rabbi Yehuda Sabar, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda Sabar, like that Braisa, that the Machlokas is about cubicle walls, and anything more solid than that, Beisil would say you need, you would need an Erev even inside of each of the chaburas. Amar Rav Nachman, Yitzchak Masis, and Namidak, and Tekatani, and Modem Mizvash, and Kisatsa, and Shri, and Machadar, and Valios, and Shri, and Erev, and Kol Chabur, and Vachur, and Machadar, and Valios, when it said that they are separated by rooms and by floors, so then that seems to also imply that by structured, formidable walls all the way to the ceiling, so then that they would require the Beis Hillel would require an Erev Ilim, Chadarim, Chadarim, Mamash, Valios, Valios, Mamash, Pshita. If you're going to say that there were real walls and they're real rooms, they're real floors, so then that makes sense. El Alav, Ke'en, Chadarim, Ke'en, but that would make sense, but it would be obvious. Of course, if they're structured like a regular house, that you would, like a regular hotel, you would need to make an Erev between them. El Alav, Ke'en, Chadarim, Ke'en, Alios. Rather, it's talking about, types of structures that resemble walls and resemble rooms and resemble floors. In my new mechilta megillas latikra, just walls that go all the way up to the ceiling, not necessarily structured walls, because again we're talking about troclin. A troclin is this big open space, but it's that they set up some kind of dividers that go all the way to the ceiling, even if they're not necessarily built-in walls to the room. They built these huge partitions, so that's what we're talking about in that case. Rabbi Beisil would say you still need an Erev. Shema minav, that's how we understand it. So Tana b'madavar morim k'shemoluch nesa Erev l'makom acher, aval im haya Erevan ba'etzlan, divrei kol Erev ech l'kulan. When we talk about this, so we're talking about when Beis Shammai is going to be mechayev the Erev. According to this, Rashi is the Asri Beis Shammai k'shehem molichin ha'erev be'echad mishar batei achatzer. That Beis Shammai thinks the only time you really need an Erev is when where each chavura needs an Erev is when they're going to keep that Erev inside of their chavura. Aval im haya Eruvin ba'etzlan, however, if they brought the Erev to the general it says here, if they brought them, I think this means to a general like meeting space inside of the whole complex. But I'm thinking like an inner space or like a chadar ochel, like a lunchroom or something. So in that case, even Beis Shammai would say Dibre Kol Erev Ech L'Kulan, that you can get away with only making one Erev, and you don't need to make an Erev for each and every Chabura. Because it's really just about connecting the whole complex. So this is a Chiddush from a Braisa that says that you only need to make a separate Erevin if the Erev is going to stay in each pod. But you could get out of that by making one Erev for the whole complex. Kaman azahadatanya chamish shkavlas Erev shmilichas Erev l'makachar Erev ech l'kul and kaman kabeis hila. That if somebody, if these five groups, or five people, sorry, different situation, five people that make an Erev, so then, even if they're going to host the Erev in one of their places as opposed to a common place, so that even that would be okay. The Ikat the Amri Bad Ram Shayim Erev Abad Slan. Okay, I'm not sure. Yeah, so I think this is a different opinion. The first one was even Beis Shammai. The first one that you could put in a public space is even Beis Shammai would only say, sorry, not even Beis Shammai would only say that it works if it's put in a public space. You can have one area for the whole complex. But if it's in a specific residence, so that wouldn't work. Beis Hillel says that if it's in a specific residence, it would work. But that's not a case of groups. That's not a case of a complex. That's a case of five individuals. V'ikad Amri, another version of this, the only time that there's machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai is when the Erev is in one common place. But if they would put it in one of the in one pod, so then each pod would need its own Erev. And that would be even according to Beis Hillel, that they would need one. So then how do we understand this other brisa? That if you got five individuals and you put the Erev in one of their homes, so then you would need, so then that would still work to make an Erev for everybody, all five of the people in the courtyard. Come on, delokichad, it's not like anybody. Interesting, the Gemara didn't even try there. It says, nope, that's not like anyone. If you're going to try to create some kind of Erev for everybody, you need to put the Erev in some kind of presumably some kind of common place or accessible place. I'm not 100% sure practically how this works, because we do that, right? We do put the Erev in a specific spot, in a specific, I guess it's about access. I'm not really sure when the Gemara says kishim olichanes Erev l'makom acher, what exactly that means. Rashi says shedarin b'chatzer v'irvu es chatzeiran. Doesn't really say, he doesn't really tell us exactly what it means. But when it came to the first case, Kshemalichanes Erev L'makam Acher, so Rashi says, he doesn't say anything there either. But he says, hold on, let me see. Shabbat Echatzer Mevi and Peace and Trachlan Dibriya Kol, Vaitan and Mitikamav, Gimelichanes Acher Lebein, Lebatsan Svirlu Tamai, the Beshan, the Beshil, the Labam Chitzes Fan. Yeah, he doesn't explain it. Over there, Svilu to Chamish Sheirvu as Chatzirin, I am Chatzir Acheres, Imalech Nishames, Eiruvan, Ein Echer Mehen Shliach Legulan. Oh, that's what it means. They're bringing it to a different Chatzir. So five, still not 100% sure. It's basically saying if one person brings their Erev to another person inside of the same courtyard, so then that's the machlokas, and that's when we say that no one would say that. If you would take food from your house and bring it to somebody else's house in order to establish an Erev, that would not work. But I'm not sure why, because we paskin that that you can be zachlo adam shlo b'fanav. So I'm not 100% sure how this is working or why it's a problem. I'm not 100% sure. We'd have to look into that, but that's what it says here. I'm sure there's some distinctions that we're not familiar with.
Isn't that exactly what we do? We have
it. Yeah.
Food in one person's house, namely in
Israel Road
Park.
I think the difference is, I'm not 100% sure. I said I have to look into it again, but I think the difference is if we would take our matzah and put it in somebody else's house, so then that would be different. But if we're putting matzah in our own house, so that's okay. Not 100% sure though. Why we don't say Zachma Adam Shalom fun of. But presumably it's something along those lines. Or unless this is talking about where you're not doing Zechil Adam. But Rashi said it was a Shliach situation, so I'm not sure why it wouldn't work as a Shliach unless he means something else besides Zachma Adam Shalom B'fanav. So I'm not 100% sure what we're talking about. Hold on, let me just see. Yeah, it's a whole machlokas achronim. I had to understand this. Yeah, there's a lot of discussion about this. Yeah. I can't sit through it right now. But let me just look quickly at the halacha of it. Let me see if we paskin like this at all. Doesn't seem like. It sounds like we're passing against it. I don't know. Maybe we just don't pass like this part. I don't know. Another interesting discussion, however, and this really gets to the crux of Erev, is what establishes your residency? What activities make it so that you're living in that spot? The Mishnah says like this. Brotherly love. So you've got two brothers that are visiting their father for Shabbos, for Friday night meal, and they're eating by their father, and then they go and they sleep in their home, right? So they go back home. So in that situation, so where do you make the Erev? Each of them requires to make an Erev in their own courtyards. Okay. If each of them forgot to make an Erev, so then they have to be Mevatel the Rishus in order for it to work. I think this is even in the same courtyard. They all live in the same courtyard. They're all, in close proximity to each other. So in that situation, they have to still pitch in into the Erev. Just because they're eating by their father doesn't mean that they're part of the Erev, that they're joined somehow. So Amasai, we're going to make distinctions about Amasai is Mashem Elokin Erev Makam Acher. That's only in a situation where they would have to bring their Erev to a different place. Aval Imhaya Erev Ba'etzlan, but if the Erev was in their father's home, or if there's nobody else in the courtyard, meaning that as long as they're only by themselves, so then that meal is good enough. They're all sort of dependent on their father, and if their father has the Erev in his house, so then that's good enough for them to be included in it. So Gemara says, Shmamina, Makom Lina Gorim. The place that you're sleeping is determinant of whether or not you are considered to be in the same house as somebody. Because even though they're eating in this house, if there were other people in the Erev, or if there were other, if the Erev was in another place, they would still have to bring an Erev to that, to bring their, to contribute to the Erev in another, in that other house. Because their sleeping place is determinant of where they are. Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav v'mekabli pras shanu. We're talking about not when they actually ate by their father, but rather just they just got food from their father. And that in that situation, if they were actually eating by their father, so that would actually it sounds from here that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav would say that would make it more of an erev between those three people. I'm not really sure. It doesn't say much more than that. But Tanu Rabbanan. Someone who builds some kind of gate or porch or courtyard inside, or balcony in their friend's yard, in their friend's courtyard, Hareza Ein Osar Alav. It's not considered a place where he lives, and therefore it's not going to be a place where you need an Erev. A base at tavern, base at bakar, base at etz, base at otros, other big storehouse type places. Hareza osar alav. Those are places where you could live, and therefore it's going to be considered like a separate residency, and you'd have to make an erev to combine the two. Rabbi Yehuda Omer eno osar el makom dira bilvad. The only place that would be considered a separate residency is if you literally live there. Or sorry, a place where you literally would live, not just a storehouse. Rev Yehuda Masab ben Nafcha Shayu Elo Chamish Chateres Beusha. This guy ben Nafcha had five different courtyards. Uba Masab lechamva Amru Inu Oser Ela Beistir Bilvad. The only place that's can be considered to be Oser for another person that they would need an Erev with him is if it's a house, if it's a home, not just some kind of structure. So Gemara says Beistir Zakadech Ela Ema Mekom Dira. It's only a place where he actually lives, not just a house, but actually his actual literal home where he is living. So my makom ti, Rav Amar makom pita. Rav says it's wherever he keeps his food, wherever he eats his food. Ushmul Amar makom lina, and Shmuel says it's the place where he sleeps. We'll continue this discussion about whether it's based on where you eat or where you sleep, Mir Hashem, tomorrow. Okay, shkayach everyone.
Rabbi.
Have a good day.